very interesting way that this plays out. A very good colleague of mine, Stefan Bocco, who is the creative director for the Maltese entry. He's also choreographer and creative director for Cirque du Soleil. And we were with each other in Europe last year, and then he's now coordinating a project in Malta with Cirque du Soleil, and the wonderful people at Eurovision Malta spoke with him, and they said that they wanted to create an international team to support and to creative direct and style direct their amazing performer, Ira Losco. And he called me, and when he called me, I thought it was a joke. I thought he was just playing with me. I thought it was something so funny. And then he's like, no, this is serious. And I was like, this is brilliant. I've been planning to go to Malta for about 6 years. I've been talking about it. I have a lot of Maltese friends. And I was like, if this is an opportunity to become connected with Malta and to be able to be part of the team, I said, for sure, 100% I'm involved. And so that's where it started. It started a few months ago.
Where do you start from? You listen to the song and see the artist performing the song and you get ideas? How does it work?
I was sent the song, and I had a number of Skype meetings. I had to send through, obviously, my portfolio. I had to go through a whole series of meetings, and, you know, they were very, very impressed. And then they sent me the song, and we spoke about in detail with the performer, the artist, Ira, and her management and PBS in Malta, and then as well as that with Stefan my colleague Adrian Camilleri in Malta, who was brokering this entire international group of people together. And I had to understand what the song was, also what Ida had done in the past, what other stage performances she had created, what else, and I was also had the, you know, the ability to have a look at what the other countries were creating in terms of fashion, couture or outfits for their various respective videos for their Eurovision entry. So I thought I just wanted to create something just so outstanding and so different and ethereal and beautiful. And it was great because they also sent through to me images of the locations that we were shooting in Malta. So we shot in Valletta. We also shot in amazing aquarium at night, the aquarium in Malta. And then we shot in Gozo, the island of Gozo. So they showed me these beautiful salt mines and amazing landscapes and sand hills, as well as some beautiful underwater imagery from the aquarium. And from that, it led me to start designing some garments, to also seek some designers that were doing elements. I wanted to punctuate against the terrain. I wanted reds and rose colors, and I wanted watery finishes like dyed image. I wanted a lot of crystal, and I wanted beautiful navy and blue to offset against the amazing terrain and the skyline.
So the location was chosen?
Given the location, I was sent the location photographs. For example, in Gozo. Gozo is, you know, it's this beautiful, brutal terrain, and it's very sandy, and it looks this sort of like an incredible surface of somewhere in another part of the galaxy. But then mixed with that is this beautiful, incredible sky, like this. It's just this incredible dome of blue with some incredible clouds. I love clouds, but the clouds in Malta are beyond. They're so incredible. So when you have this terrain and then this sky, you need to really create something that stands apart from it. And then we also have the wind factor, and the fact that we were shooting at sunrise at 4 a.m. We were up We were on location at 5 a.m. waiting for the sun. So we had to find something that really worked so beautifully at that time of the day. And I was so fortunate to work with some great couturiers and designers in Australia. I chose only to work with designers that were either Australian or Maltese Australian. So I wanted to make sure that I didn't bring in designers from all over the world. I wanted to be true to my Australian-Italian heritage, but I also wanted to be very respectful of the fact that we have some amazing Maltese designers in Australia. And so I used a designer called Jason Gretsch, who his clothing is amazing. And I also used another designer called Yusuf Akbar, who's an Australian, and he was just nominated as one of the International Young Couture Designers of the Year. So he was the finalist in that. So I thought it would be fantastic to bring his work on the international stage and to represent, to be part of the Maltese representation for Eurovision.